From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
How the world react?
Oh, my gosh. Well, yesterday morning we talked about the tariffs, didn't we? And then we sat and we waited for our markets to open. So we saw a market reaction and then we waited for the overnight markets. Now, Mike, yesterday morning I made a couple of points. One was that the duration of the tariffs was a pretty key factor. And the other was that markets need to have a chaos premium under Trump. And I think both points have been reasonably well illustrated in the last 24 hours. So, yeah, look, in our time zone, markets sold off. It wasn't a bloodbath. We saw in the US share market futures contracts falls between sort of 1.4% for the Dow Jones futures contracts through sort of 2.6% for the NASDAQ. European futures, they were down over 2.5%, Nikkei 2.6%, the Aussie market fell 2%, our market fell 1.4%, but now overnight, as you've just been relaying, sort of more chaos. The tariffs against Mexico are being postponed for a month following that call between Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. You've given the details. They're going to sort of throw some more troops at the border and they're going to try and control the flow of weapons into Mexico. But I think what this highlights is that, you know, everything is transactional and uncertainty is basically part of the mix. And the difficulty in navigating this is that all of the rules and the guidelines seem to exist primarily in Trump's head. So markets have reversed and the US share markets have bounced. So the Dow Jones now down about 0.4%, the S&P 500, it's sort of moderated the sell-off as has the NASDAQ. Just remember that the tariffs against Canada are still in play, but there's a phone call to be had this afternoon and who knows what comes out from that. On the currencies, New Zealand dollar got hit yesterday, US dollar rally, that's reversed. So Kiwi fell to 55.20, very weak, has bounced to sort of 56 cents, still below where it was at the end of last week. Cryptocurrencies got hit, Bitcoin down to 92,000, it has bounced. Interesting on interest rates, Mike, because you sort of get a two-pronged reaction on the interest rates. Tariffs present a potential problem for inflation, which draws into question the extent of monetary policy relief that you're going to get, so particularly in the US. But tariffs also present a growth headwind, which is potentially positive for longer interest rates. So the US 10-year rate's fallen a bit, but the US 2-year rate is up a little bit. Just want to mention one on the local market. Fish and Paykel Healthcare did come under quite fair bit of pressure yesterday, 6.65% fall. They have exposure to manufacturing in Mexico. US market's a key one for them. 45% roughly of their manufacturing is done in Mexico. The company suggested that costs would increase in the 26th financial year. You would expect to see some relief to that share price on the market today. But, Mike, this is all, I guess we have to have a bit of a reality check here. Trump's still talking about tariffs, as you said, on the European Union, on the UK, on China. Chaos, uncertainty. This is all part of Trump 2.0, isn't it?
It's such good fun. Household inflation's my favourite because that's real, more real world. What do we got?
Yeah, I think I'll just want to quickly make this point. Yesterday, Stats New Zealand released what I called the Household Living Costs Price Indexes. So they're a little bit different from the headline CPI that we normally talk about. This focuses on specific inflation for different households. It differs from CPI in that it includes interest costs, and interest costs are not captured in the CPI. The outcomes are different from CPI. So if you think out there that your costs are moving differently from what the CPI number is, to a small degree, you are right. At a high level, 12 months, you've had a 3% increase in the household living cost index. Remember that, that's to the end of December. That compares to CPI at 2.2. That's because of the impact of interest costs. It gets kind of interesting when you break it down into the different households, Mike. Beneficiaries, 3.3% increase. Super annuitants, 3.6% increase. Lower spending households, almost 4%, 3.9% increase. Highest spending households, 2.7. So in there, there is sort of, I think, reasonably clear evidence that inflation hits lower income and older people a bit harder, and household income is different from CPI income.
And politics is at play with those numbers, of course. What are the numbers?
It will be. Dow Jones is down 0.3% as I'm looking at it now, so 44,419. The S&P 500, 0.8, just under the 6,000 mark, 5,991. And the NASDAQ is down 1.17%, 19,000. 398. For the record, overnight, the FTSE 100 lost just over 1%, 8574. The Nikkei was down 1,052 points, which is 2.66%. The Shanghai Composite's still not trading. The ASX 200 lost 153 points yesterday, 1.79%, 8379. And we lost 185 points on the NZX 50, 1.42%. Closing at 12,810. Kiwi dollar, as I said, 0.5597 against the US, 0.9045 against the Aussie, 0.5431 euro, 0.4509 pounds, 86.51 against the Japanese yen. Gold rallied. It's over $2,800, 2,817 now. And Brent crude has fallen, if there's one silver lining here, $75.48, cheaper oil.
Good stuff, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.